Hello, Audio Booland. It's about 4:45, maybe a bit more, in the evening on the 19th of July, and we are on the train, and we have just crossed the border into Scotland. Thus begins our Scottish adventure 5 days early. We got on, well, this was supposed to be the 1:21 train, but we actually didn't leave till about 1:35, something like that. We had sandwich. Again, they were out of sandwiches, so they didn't get sandwiches till we got to Leeds. And we got stocked up, and again, they didn't stock many. I got a cheese and onion panini. Jeff had an Aberdeen Angus cheeseburger. Cup of tea, chocolate. We're trying to get the Wi-Fi to work. It's like you can choose how many minutes you want, you pay, so we could get like 4 hours for £4 or something, but it just didn't work. It acted like it worked, but it didn't charge us and it didn't do it. Slept a little bit, maybe an hour. Train was packed when we got on, of course. It went through Leeds and York and Darlington, Durham, Newcastle, a couple other stops, and now crossed into Scotland, and we have a straight run through to Edinburgh Waverley. Then we'll be Haymarket, where we get off the train. Then a couple more stops and terminates at Glasgow Central. There are some people who will not make their connection from Edinburgh, but the train will sort them out, they said, things like that. But we don't need to worry about it, but it's just a bit of a worry when you buy a ticket that's only valid for a certain train and you don't make that train. What do you do then? Anyway, Amy's supposed to meet us at Haymarket Station, and then we will probably take our stuff to her house and then probably go out and have something to eat and all that fun stuff. We said goodbye to Claire and Dominic at the station in Sheffield, and it was very sad because I missed them all already, but we'll see them in a few weeks because they'll be coming up to Skye to spend a week with us, and I can't wait. It was really raining when we got to the train station, and they changed the parking arrangement, so we had to actually walk quite a bit in the rain. Got pretty wet, but hey, it's okay. The assistance actually was organized. We organized it on Wednesday, so it turned up and it was okay. We got this. This particular ticket was, I don't know if I mentioned this, but it's like a mobile ticket, so we had to do a show the conductor the phone. It's very cool. We do have to pick up our tickets for Inverness. I don't know if we can pick them up at Haymarket or not. Maybe we can. And book assistance for it. That should be interesting. So I don't have a lot else to say. Our last day in Sheffield was very nice. Slept really well last night. It was the first night that I actually slept till, you know, 8:30, which was, you know, I've been waking up at 6 and 5:30 and 6:30 in the last few nights. It's actually a bit sunnier in Scotland than it was in England, surprisingly enough. Rosie's curled up here. These cross-country trains are, well, at least the coach we're in, which is coach D. It's quite crowded, really. There wasn't really a lot of room for her, poor thing, but she's managing. that he's not a big doggy. That's about it. So I shall pause this because I don't want to upload it. First of all, I don't know how much coverage I have here. So I will probably upload this. Well, we'll see. If I have enough coverage, I'll upload it. Because actually, Amy doesn't have broadband, so it won't make a difference. Yeah, Amy was supposed to have broadband, but something happened to it. So now she won't have broadband for a while. And we'll see if we can manage, because actually Jeff was planning on working this week. So if he cannot work over mobile internet, we're going to have to find a different arrangement. Might have to go. We'll see. So that's it. I wish they'd come around. They came once, like 2 hours ago, to collect rubbish, and I wish they'd come again, because that was before we had our lunch. Anyway, that's it. I'll talk to you all later. Welcome to a Scottish adventure.